superb cook. Had at one time, I guess, almost 200 books on cooking.
Hmm.
Well, when did Joe first become ill? Because she was so robust when we met her in 72.
She's, I don't know just how long ago it was. It's several years ago.
Was it before you moved here, or?
After
you moved.
What I remember about your wife is she had a great sense of humor.
She had to have.
You know, she...
Nobody could be married to me.
She really had a great sense of humor. We were talking quite a bit with her that evening, and it struck me that she just took life pretty... She was a pretty happy person.
She's my favorite girl. We met in high school, and we each had a half year at high school when she moved up from Louisiana. And we promptly became high school sweethearts. So we've been sweethearts since 1910, married since 1970.
Yep.
Well, that's
right.
Long time.
You were just 21.
Well, he got to be, he was only 18.
I had to get my mother's permission.
He was a year older than I am.
Well, I'm a year and 8 months older than he is.
Besides, Joe was a year and 5 months older than I, so still a portrait.
I think that's funny. I mean, there's so many parallels, and so, but I think that's the way life is sometimes. You just have to find out what happened to other people.
Is there anything we can do for you or for Josephine?
Not a thing. Thank you very much. Appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Okay, well.
Everything is going smoothly. We're getting a day older every year. Can't do anything.
You just have the one son?
We had two boys, but the older one is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The older boy's son is now a colonel in the Air Force, light colonel, and has been out at Norwalk Riley, a flight test.
Oh, so he's in aviation too?
Yes. And he was through here about 2 or 3 weeks ago on his way to duty in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice you have your son living close by. We understand he comes by all the time.
He left today on an 11-day trip. That'll be the longest he's been away for a long while.
Oh, okay.
And you have Donna to help you.
Donna's a jewel without price.
That's nice. That you do have someone.
She's been with me for...
Well, thank you for signing the books for me.
Donna, I guess she's been with me 23 years.
23 years. That's a long time already. So, anyway... Elgin, when he gets this worked up, we'll check with you, make sure he gets everything correct.
But it'll take a while, because I'll have to wait till I get back to New York to go back to the old newspapers.
I might have expressed myself illly. You might have misunderstood something.
That's possible.
Yeah, right.
And so,
we want to make sure.
Happy to go through it and make changes.
Submit it to you for any possible changes that you can think. I think pilots would love the story. And everybody just says, and he flew for 15 minutes and made the first blind landing. Now, how did he do it? You know, we want to know how he did it. And you did it under conditions that we wouldn't even consider trying it under today. And but when I talk to you, I see how you did it. You did it by timing. You did it by practice. You did it by
repetition.
And by practicing, making it perfect until you had absolute confidence in everything that you were doing. And
well,
pilots would be interested in that. Well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
And listen, I'll tell you what, if I may.
Have you had every day?
Yeah.
This has been an interview with four-star General James H. Doolittle. In his home in Carmel Valley, California. I think the address was 8545 Carmel Valley Road. Anyway, he lives in a lovely place. His wife, Josephine, who had a stroke a few years back, is in the hospital there, and he has a place where they have a dining room. He has his office, and Donna, his secretary, was able to help him. Anyway, it was August 25th, a Monday, 1986. We met with General Doolittle. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we were with him until 4:30. We took several pictures. He drew me a diagram of how he did the blind landing back at Mitchell Field in 1929, and gave me a good interview on how that blind flight was made. Anyway, we took several pictures between with him and I, and also with Marie and I, and about a dozen or so of two cameras, so I hope some of them turn out. That's about it, so end of this tape, side two. The other side is all interview with General Doolittle.
What this particular session has done.
I just wanted to add to this that while we were interviewing General James Doolittle, present was my, standby. Made this interview with Dr. General James Doolittle in his living room at 28A. What's that address? 8545
Carmel Valley Road
in Carmel Valley, California. Anyway, Joe is doing well, but after her second stroke, she hasn't been able to communicate, and she is staying in the hospital area there, and Jimmy is able to see her quite often. And his son, John, just left on an 11-day trip. Anyway, it all took place in the living room of his place at 28A. And all besides my wife and I being present, his secretary of 23 years,
Donna
was also present. Anyway, that just about wraps up the rest of this tape. Thank you.